Welcome to the Latin Babbler podcast show, our very first show that we're going to go live with today. You are here. We are here with Maite La Tigra reaching us from Miami, Florida. We're also here with Maki.
What's going on, you guys?
We are excited. We're about to bring to you guys a show every Sunday night that's going to just be relatable, a show for everyday people. Something that you can tune into that would just bring some humor and some atmosphere into the homes. And so we hope you enjoy it. Before that, just make sure you go visit our website, www.latinbabbler.com. You can reach us on all social media platforms at Latin Babbler. And we're dealing through some amazing times, especially with COVID-19. Our lives have completely changed. I know just by walking to the supermarkets, you have to stand about 6 feet apart with everybody. It's something new to me. I've seen people with gas masks. Hell, I've seen people wrapped around in toilet paper and some with even
underwears in their face.
I've seen underwears. I've definitely seen underwears. I've seen some gloves. I remember I went to the farmer's market and we didn't bring gloves. And so we ended up using, you know, those things that you wrap the vegetables with or that you put the vegetables
that's
in.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, we took it.
That saran wrap type of baggies.
Yeah, basically, we just took that and used that to make sure we didn't touch nobody. And then we realized, okay, well, we're touching the vegetables, and then eventually we're touching ourselves and all kinds of stuff. So that might not be a very good idea. So
Not very sanitary there.
That's okay. I have bandanas for masks.
Oh, I've seen a lot of that. But you got to be careful who you are because some people are getting shot. So
yeah. I'm the red. I'm blood.
Oh, my God. Oh no! I got red and the blue.
Rocky wearing the Crips.
I got one off for the rainbow.
Rocky, so honestly, you gotta pick a side.
What has been your experience with this? Because I know my experience has just been crazy. I mean, it's been good, it's been bad. But what have you guys have run into since we've been on lockdown in our own little, you know, cages, trying to cope with this? What has been your experience on that?
Well, to be honest with you, I have pros and cons. I think I have more pros than cons because I've managed to work on myself a little bit. I've become a chef again, a nail tech, I have a computer tech, a little bit of everything. And also, you also understand and you learn how to survive. Like, you either have survivor instincts or you don't. And I've realized that I do have some. So I feel good. I'm making a negative into a positive.
I've had those people that, you know, taking into consideration staying away the 6 feet, and then you have some of those that are still breathing down your neck, running down the supermarket, you know, halls, and just trying to grab everything off the shelf because I think the zombie apocalypse. Exactly, the zombie apocalypse is about to come, and you don't know what's really happening. Is it really just a, you know, a type of a flu pandemic here, or is it like the end of the world? It's been a little both, actually, because some people don't know how to act. So, like my
well,
dad
I mean,
said,
after all, you know, the toilet paper incident that happened right in the beginning.
Oh my God, I still can't understand that. I don't understand. It's water and soap, my friends. Just wash your butt. That's it.
Exactly.
I tend to have done that before. I don't know if people are using that method now, but sometimes, you know, you go in there, you wash yourself, and then after that, you call it quits. But some people needed to buy 18 rolls of toilet paper for one ass.
Last week, you know, you were learning about washing your hands. This week, we're going to learn about shapes and colors. You know what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, it's like kindergarten all over again.
With this situation, it's starting to make me realize that people were not clean. Like, we had a lot of dirty ass people in this
definitely.
World.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Like, who doesn't have hand sanitizer? Who doesn't have Clorox in their house? Who doesn't have toilet paper in the house? Like, hello?
Yeah. It's
well, there's that one guy who bought like 17,000 bottles of it, and then he had a problem letting it go because he couldn't sell them. You heard that story, right? There was that one guy who sold 17,000 bottles of sanitizer, then he had a problem selling it on eBay.
Then you have the price gouging, not for nothing. Every time I go to the supermarket now, everything's like $2 or $3 more expensive.
Yeah, and don't even try delivery, bro. Delivery is out of control.
I had a friend of mine who bought $200 worth of groceries and only received about $75 worth of it. And that's because he bought all these things that were available online. And then when he finally received it, the things that were available were what he got. Which means that $130 of those groceries are pretty much gone out the window. They didn't even have them in the stores.
Right.
But wait a minute. But where did he buy it? Because they're supposed to refund you the money.
Well, I'm pretty sure he got a refund, but who the hell wants a refund when you're expecting all
no,
these
I know,
groceries?
It's true.
By the time you have them picking all your stuff on your list, the five other people that also did the same thing, that right, things run out. Plus, whoever
not only
else
that,
is in
but
the
you
store.
Have to pay attention. You have to pay right. attention too, because they'd be telling you, "Oh, we don't have this one. Do you want to change it for this one?" If you don't pay attention, you're done.
So, how do you think businesses are dealing with this? Because I've seen some businesses that close down. I've seen some. I mean, we have an executive order here in New Jersey, so some businesses have to close at like 6. Unless you're like an essential business, so we have foods and so forth that have to be open a certain time. After that, they have to close down. There's a curfew in some areas.
Yes.
Here we have curfew to 5 a.m. from 10 to 5.
Correct.
And the restaurants, most of the restaurants in my neighborhood are working only delivery and takeout.
Correct.
But I also feel bad for these people too, because they're working and they're freaking out delivering to people all day. Like, oh my God.
And then you as the consumer too, but as the consumer too, you're like thinking twice. Now, are they using proper, you know, kitchen etiquette, sanitation as well? Cause you're getting, they're still, you know, ordering and cooking everything up, and then you got to pick it up and you're still kind of like, how many people touched it between, you know what I'm saying? So then you as the you know, as the consumer as well is like, wow, I don't know if I should really be also spending my money out. You know,
which is actually hilarious, because when you think about some of the stories, I'll give you one of my own. For some strange reason in our family, like, we don't go out for nothing. So the only time we go out is when we absolutely have to go food shopping. And I mean, we have to like actual go food shopping, not because we need, you know, just some like corn on the cob or something. So we, for whatever reason, every single time during the middle of the day, we'll just go out. Starbucks is our thing. And when we get there, there's a line that's literally running from the parking lot that they're serving all the drinks all the way outside. And it looks like the unemployment line. For
right. Or the driver's license line. The DMV.
The Starbucks to me is not my cup of tea, bro.
No pun intended. Yeah.
And the Starbucks by my house is completely closed. It's not even open. So I don't know how yours is open.
Well, ours was open by the house and then it closed. And then they ended up opening one that was further down. But we go there and it's funny to us, because for us, the biggest thing is mango dragon fruit. We go there for mango dragon fruit. That's the biggest thing. I started drinking coffee, but before that, we were just absolutely addicted to mango dragon fruit. And I'll tell you how addicted we are to it. Through this time, that's literally our out. So we get in the car, we'll drive, we'll wait literally 45 minutes to an hour to get to this mango dragon fruit. And I feel bad, because the last time we went, we waited all this time. And we get to the front where, you know, we place our order. We get to the guy, to the window. And it's exactly what you guys are talking about. For some reason, our family has decided that the most cleanest place on earth is Starbucks. Because we don't care who's giving this. We don't care who's giving this mango dragon fruit or this coffee. Is some guy who looks like Darth Vader. He's covered.
Oh, my God. Now I'm dying to go get some coffee.
I don't
know
what he was talking about. And... And then he just turns around, he gives us his stuff, and we waited 45 minutes, and the guy actually turned around and had a speech. He saw my card. He's like, "Oh, wait, you were in the Navy." And I'm like, "Yes." And mind you, I was already upset that we had to wait 45 to 1 hour. For some reason, I got into a conversation with this guy, completely disregarding everybody.
I'm not surprised.
Right.
So he's like, "Oh, I'm talking about to join the Navy, and I want to do this and so forth." And I'm like, yeah, sure. Here's some advice. Yeah, sure. Don't go that route. And I'm surprised the people behind me didn't lynch me. Because it had to be 15 minutes. I was thinking
about that.
Yeah. I was the guy behind and I didn't care. I was just like, yeah, man, you know what you do? Make sure you go for the school. Don't turn around and go for just enlistment, because you'll get screwed that way. But we got our mango dragon fruit and got the hell out of there after,
that's,
you know, an hour and a half and wasting everybody else's 15 minutes of their time.
That's it.
Good,
that's
experience.
A
good experience.
You got your mango dragon fruit. Never had that. I'm going to have to check that one out. Mango.
You get two
fruit.
Options. Mango dragon fruit. With or without lemonade. Okay. My daughters love lemonade. My son doesn't.
The lemonade there is really good. That I can tell you. It's like the green tea with a lemonade or something in it. That's really good. That's what I did like from Starbucks.
If you're into lemonade, try the mango dragon fruit, because it's really good. Here we are publicizing Starbucks and we're not even getting paid for it.
For real.
No, but let me tell you. I went yesterday to Dunkin' Donuts. I went to Dunkin' Donuts yesterday, by the way. It was completely empty. And I was so excited. I walked in there. Can I have three glazed donuts and chocolate covered donuts. And I thought they were there, and it was the one with the cream inside, which I can't have. And I go, no, just give me six glazed. I left a little bummed out, like, this is not what I wanted. But, yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Disappointment at its finest.
I made sure that made the best of it. I ate like five of those already.
So we have the other thing that's been going around throughout this whole coronavirus and so forth is like challenges. I don't know if you've noticed. Like, I think some of you guys have probably received challenges from a bunch of people. I don't know how these challenges are coming about. It looks like a lot of more people just keep coming up with different ways to make other people interactive. I mean, I've seen challenges, and don't get me wrong, I'm one of those. Except, why don't they make the challenges fun? Like, how many donuts you can eat in like one day or something like that? But no, it's always some exercise or some type of thing that makes you work your mind.
Oh my God, I have a good one for you guys. They were putting up these couples pictures on Facebook. The challenge of my first picture with my boyfriend or with my husband. So I went, I put a picture of myself, and I said, this is a challenge for all the single people out there.
Self-love, baby, self-love.
I'm like, what is this? Single people are thrown to the garbage. Like, we don't exist. It's all.
I don't know. If that's the case, I'm completely lost. I got about 10 years of single people's pictures that I can turn around and post up there. So, if that's a challenge, I definitely win. I would definitely win that challenge.
And then my mother got me in a challenge that the stars were doing that you had to wear a pillow.
I saw that.
The belt.
What? A pillow where?
A pillow with a belt. Naked people.
You take all your clothes off and you put your pillow around you, like if it's your shirt, like your outfit.
I don't have a pillow big enough.
Yeah,
so
me neither. My ass is too big. I got a big one. I don't
king size. They got a pillow child. I saw that. And don't get me wrong. The people who look good in that pillow, like there are some people who like the pillow fit nicely. Either that or they bought some really giant pillows. So,
no, man, I couldn't even close the belt. I was like, oh my God, this is not working. I can't breathe.
Yeah, but you still did it, right? You still
did it?
Yeah, I did it. See, there you go. That's the thing is everybody's still doing these challenges. I see like TikToks now of parents dancing with their kids. Shit they would never do. Things they would literally never do in life. They're sitting there doing like choreographed, like if everybody's Taylor Swift. And for some reason, that's the thing now. That's the thing now. Corona challenges are all over the place.
That's it. The Rona.
That's the good thing about this whole quarantine thing, that people are actually spending time with family, with each other. People didn't do this back then. I remember before this quarantine happened, we were going 100 miles per hour.
Are you a huge cunt?
Us too.
Wait, can we even say cunt?
Of course. It's empowering these days. Cunt, 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 cunt. I'm Ange Balasone, a.k.a. the drag queen, Fat Girl Gina.
And I'm Mike Fails, just a normal gay guy, I guess?
And we're the hosts of The Big Cunty Couch,
a gorgeous new talk show podcast where we invite queers and peers to sit bitch and be fierce on a huge-ass couch
while we gab about all things gay.
So come get cozy
and cunty
with us. We're pan for platforms, so find us anywhere online and get listening, sweetie.
Or watching.
Or both.
Otherwise, why the hell am I in full drag?
And we'll see you on The Big Oh, wait, I thought we were going to say that together.
No. On the big cunty couch. Mwah.
There are people who just met their dads for their first time.
Like, oh my God, daddy, how you been? It's been like 10 years.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, they woke up one morning and they like looked up and for some reason breakfast was ready and they were like, mom?
Yeah, is that you? Is it me? You're
is that you? Right?
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Is it me? You?
A big plus. The pollution is down.
Not for the parent, though. The parent's waking up in the morning going, damn, they ain't in school. I got to feed them.
That's me. Listen, I got to be the mom. I got to be the teacher. I got to be the employee, the chef, the maid, and everything else. I hear you. It's been a struggle. And a learning experience, to say the
Let
least.
Me tell you, but this is either going to change you or make you or break you.
Yeah, for sure.
You got three
it's
options.
Done all three.
You got to make
it's
the
done,
best out of
done
it.
Done all three already. It's broken me in half. It's me back up. It's made me a better person and have a lot of patience, a lot of woosah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Okay. It's gotta be terrible for the student. So for instance, like I have daughters and I know one of them is in university. She's going to SBA School of Visual Arts. And because they had to cancel school for the entire summer and for the entire, you know, semester and so forth, they've had to actually deal with coming into class through digital forms. So for instance, Zoom, right, and whatever. Zoom. And this is like a new experience, right, for some teachers who literally can't function a phone. For them to be running these classes and literally looking, yeah, at avatars that don't make any sense for them. Exactly. And I can guarantee you that these students are probably sitting there making eggs, baking a ham, cleaning their toes, you know, doing all kinds of stuff and even more. While the teacher is dictating stuff. You know what I'm saying?
No, the teachers are trying to figure out, how do I press this? How do I see them in students? Where are they?
No, what's worse, they sent the link like 20 times. Oh, this is the link. No, it's at 11. No, it's really at 10:30. No, that's what happened to me last week. I'm like, are you kidding me? I go tell your teacher, you're done. You're done. You ain't going back in. And that was it. No more Zoom.
I think some of them were even forced to do it because they call in and then they have nothing to say. It's like, well, how you doing? I was just checking up on you, but we have to do this for 40 minutes because I get paid to. And the student's looking at them like, yeah, well, the same as yesterday, because, you know, things don't change in 24 hours. And yeah, people are still dying of corona. So, yeah, I mean, it's like the most awkward experience that they've ever had. And I think it's more stressful to the students than they are to the teacher. I think the teachers probably have an issue with having to meet with so many students. But, you know, students aren't normally in there to get on and you know, sit there and talk about stuff that they really don't want to talk about online.
So how do they do the Zoom? Like, is like well, like how you have like the, because ours, you know, we work in a law firm, so you have all the students in one stream talking, yeah, at the same time. That's
yeah, you
cool.
have them all. You have them all attending. No, it's a cool concept, except for you know, when you're trying to get the attention of, you know, that one kid who just never pays attention in class, and you actually think he's actually gonna, you know, pay attention out of it. So right. I don't know.
I'm glad I'm not a student, because I would be. Right. I would be that student with like the two pigtails and like pajama and be like, hi, class. I'd be like the clown.
I haven't even seen what some of these videos look like. I'm pretty sure some of these videos look really bad. People just waking up. They still have, you know what? Some of them probably turn their cameras off. So there you go. Look at that black screen. Well, you know, the funny is that some of them are probably using that meme of that dude who's got his junk hanging out.
He's been around.
Oh my god!
That guy is everywhere. That guy is literally everywhere.
I just got a meme not too long ago. It was Forrest Gump. You know, in the episode when he's standing waiting for the sergeant, one that lost the legs. He's waving, yes, and he's like, "Oh my god! Yes, it's Captain! It's Cap!" And when you pull up, the boat's passing by, and it's the big guy with the big thing, man. I was like,
he's everywhere. I think there's a meme
everywhere.
I think
it's funny. I miss El Negro, bro. I miss El Negro. El Negro was everywhere before. During the Trump elections and stuff, he was in the back with the long schlong. Like, whoa!
Oh my God. Yeah.
He's so actually, you know, the funny part is something did come out of it. So, like, for instance, we have the situation where we had the issue with the toilet paper, and it goes to show that we might not actually need toilet paper. And I ran into this video, and it's hilarious. No, so for those of you guys who want to check out this video, you can go online, and it's actually the first article you'll see there. I don't expect you guys to buy anything, because that's not what we're doing here. But I just want to hear, or have you hear, what this infomercial sounds like.
Wish you didn't need another roll of toilet paper? One doctor says you don't.
We're the only animal that needs toilet paper.
With toilet paper scarce and impossible to find, this New York Times best-selling author and pioneering heart surgeon has delighted thousands of people with his Better Bowel solution.
You took a piece of toilet paper, wiped, and there was nothing on it. This is how you're supposed to poop.
Excuse me?
I want your thoughts on that. Apparently his diet will be so good that when you dump, you won't even have to wipe yourself.
OMG. Right. So this is about a diet program.
Yeah,
it's called the paradox.
So basically, what diet are you eating? Nothing.
You have to go see the rest of the video, because it's just hilarious. It's like one of the worst infomercials I've ever seen in my life. This guy's a doctor. But I mean, think about the prospects of that, though. Can you imagine? You go and you eat your food, you go to the bathroom, and you just literally get up and just walk away.
And there's like a leaf for the vegans, just a little leaf.
No, there's no leaf. You don't need to. You don't need to. It's poop free. I mean, you don't have to clean anything.
First of all, that's not even healthy. You need to poop. It's part of life.
No. You get the poop. What he's saying is that you don't have to wipe. There's no wiping.
So it has to be a diet with no oils, no acids, no nothing in it.
The fact that you're even giving this thought is why I play. Yeah.
Wow.
Especially with all the time that we have in our hands right now, a quarantine, I can spend all night trying to figure this out, to be honest.
And to think that those people in those specific countries where they use their hands to clean themselves and then, you know, they wash it, they won't ever have to do that again. They can shake with both hands now.
That's just fantastic. Wonderful.
I want that to be a reality. I want this to be one of those nations where you don't have to worry about cleaning yourself after you poop. So we're going to have to, if anybody who listens to this and decides they want to try that diet and go buy it, I literally want you to come back.
We need feedback.
You need to let me know what happens. Did your poop become some type of like jelly mold that just comes out already wrapped? And,
it probably comes out like a relleno,
Like a
pastel inside.
Como un pastel, como un tamal.
Yeah, with the leaf
como
wrapped around it already.
You know that white thing around the sausage?
A casing.
Eso mismo.
Oh, okay,
exactly.
I can't.
Rocky will not be able to eat another sausage again.
Yeah, I'll be like, what?
The book is called Plant Paradox. That's what it is. And he's got a whole diet system that runs with it. You know, it's one of those new fads, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be people out there who's going to go buy it. And again, if you go out and buy it and you try it and you don't ever have to clean yourself, we need to talk. Like, I need you to call in and we're going to, you know, do a whole show dedicated to you.
Just about that.
Your ass cleanliness. Like, I'm really interested in that. And I'm listening
really,
for that.
This is really a good topic for men. Men really want to listen to this. Like, I really
women
think
can
men
be nasty too, please. Women don't clean
no,
themselves.
No, but I'm going to tell you
listen,
something.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. Women's bathroom, public bathroom.
Oh, the worst.
Y'all are nasty.
Nasty.
I don't understand that. Like, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell
everywhere.
You. This coronavirus thing is not new. People do not wash their hands when they go to the bathroom.
Listen,
I see people walk out without washing hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me too.
All day.
Count them. All damn day.
All day.
It's you're like nasty. The Rona. They're nasty.
Just,
they
no,
get
for
your
real,
ass
bro.
Back in that bathroom.
You're nasty.
For real. I've actually literally been in the bathroom and seen the person. Hi, how you doing? They go to the bathroom, walk out before me. I don't hear not even shh, nada.
Nada. Yeah.
All I hear is the door. Closed.
Nasty ass.
But you know, the only reason I know is because the men's room was actually occupied one time and one of the employees was like, oh no, you can turn around and use that one. And I went in and I literally went out to go back to use the men's room.
Yep.
Yeah, nasty.
It's really sad. It's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. Yeah, proper hygiene, ladies. Proper hygiene.
But let me tell you something. I've been to a lot of my, like a lot of girls' houses, and I'm going to tell you, the bathroom looks like a tornado hit it 5 times. Bras hanging. Makeup all over the bathroom. I'm like, yo, how you live like this?
Did your mama teach you that?
Good Lord.
What are you guys doing for exercising during this time?
I've been walking 4 miles a day. Yeah, get at me.
Four miles a day?
I'm doing
that's pretty
it.
Good.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
But listen, I have to walk a dog.
Is that a challenge?
No, that's a challenge for me. It's just a challenge. I just said, I was going back to the gym, but you know, now we can't go. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start walking like I used to. And I've increased it 4 miles under an hour. I'm getting there.
So. Well, me personally, I have to walk my dogs 3 times a day. So what I do is because of this whole situation, I go up the stairs. I'm on the 4th floor. So I go up and down the stairs every time I walk her. I avoid the elevators. So that's been my exercise. Trying to get my booty back.
You go, girl. Booty,
is she
booty
like
rocking
peeing
everywhere.
On the stairs? I'm not understanding this. Is she like walking outside or are you guys just peeing around the stairs?
No, I have to walk to go outside the building. I have to go down the stairs or the elevators. But to avoid the elevators, I just took the chance and started going down the stairs. 4 flights of stairs up and down. And then I go outside, then I come back, I walk around the whole parking lot. And sometimes I skate.
Oh, yeah.
But not lately, because the floor is not pretty good here for skating.
Sometimes you skate, like in roller skating or blade?
Yeah, I bought roller skates in Amazon. I've done a little bit of everything. I bought skates.
You gotta play at your own risk.
On my balcony, I have a balcony resort. I have a bathroom spa. And I have the Le Kitchen Cuisine all in one place.
Le Balcony,
so she's living high life.
Wow. I'm scared of you.
I'm a survivor.
Yeah, you're on risk over there.
Yeah, man. I got the skates, but I'll use them. I'm going to go to Hot Wheels after all this. I'm going to go skating.
Okay, for sure.
Well, I started a challenge. So I started it because one of my daughters was doing like this 24 miles in 24 hours. And so I'm like, I can't do that. I'm a big dude. I'm clinically obese and my knees are like all shot. So I have to turn around and do everything in moderate, kind of like I do my eating. I have to do 24 miles in 7 days. And so yesterday I did 5 miles and that almost killed me. So I couldn't, you know, I woke up the next day like, oh my goodness, my knees are just destroyed. So that's my challenge. And I know there's a lot of people out there, but I noticed that there's now like a whole plethora of physically fitness or physical fitness wannabes. Like there was nobody in the parks or streets running until Corona hit.
Oh my God. Listen, in Miami is out of control. Before the quarantine, it was already out of control. Imagine now. You don't understand. I was walking asthma the other day and I was like, excuse me, bicycle, skateboard. Running, another one running. It's like they don't even say excuse me, they just knock you down, they just keep going, like, excuse me. Like, I'm here. Hello.
Yeah. Well, I've seen the increased activity outside. Families riding their bike, which is a good thing.
They got marathon runners out there, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Did you hear about the guy that did 10 hours, a 10 mile marathon on his bed?
Okay, I don't even, you're gonna have to explain that. How do you do a 10 mile marathon?
Oh my God, he was laying on his bed and he was running like if he was running in a marathon on his bed. I gotta look for that article.
That sounds like fun, though. Like
That sounds stupid.
I don't know. I'd break the bed, though, so it wouldn't work for me. I know. I know if some beds are just not gonna last me jumping from top to top. It's not gonna happen.
I think we just
not gonna be running on the bed.
We're becoming creative for some reason.
No, we're becoming extremely bored. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
You know what? You want me to tell you something weird that I've noticed? I've actually noticed the birds actually on the ground.
Wait, like, so
there's actually
amazing?
Animals around. Like, animals are actually, like, coming
out. Oh, yeah.
They're like,
yeah, they were saying in California, you see the coyotes more and the deers over there in the mountains and stuff. Yeah.
I've never seen a bird land on the grass before. Now they're all chilling in the grass. Like, yeah, we're taking over now. The humans are back in their house, man. We got to enjoy this moment of quarantine.
So what you're saying is that... So
trust me, yeah.
You're saying that the animals are out now because of the fact that we're in.
Yes, because we have taken over Earth. Like if you see pictures of some places of the pollution in the air and how clear it looks now, how there's some mountains that you can actually see now that before you couldn't see with the pollution.
Oh, I heard that. I saw that story where they have
like the Earth is actually took a little break. It's like saying que está descansando, is resting right now. The Earth is resting right now.
So have you guys? I mean, have you lost weight? Have you lost weight throughout this process since doing all that?
No, man.
I've lost 15 pounds.
15
but I
pounds.
To gain weight.
I have.
That is amazing.
I gained 15 pounds. I've gained 15 pounds, and I'm very happy because I needed to get my booty back.
Oh yeah.
It's all about your booty.
Listen, I'll give you some of my booty, my thing.
I'll give her some of mine. Rocky, you give her some of,
that's
you know,
right.
We're going to create the perfect model.
That's it.
No, but I'm serious. Like, you know, it was a struggle for me because I have, like, thyroid issues. So I wanted to gain some weight. So I'm glad I'm gaining weight. Also, I'm cooking more.
Good.
Right. That's the big thing. It's a lot of people, of course, the people who bought healthy are probably cooking more. The people who bought snacks are, you know, they're living that Corona.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they said. Frito-Lay has like an increase of 25% in the last 6 weeks.
25%. And that was all me.
No.
So I'm pretty sure that the statistic was increased by all the overgrown people of my size that were deciding, you know what? We're just going to wait till this is all over. And eat chips and cookies. I think we were popping like 20 cookies a night at one point. So,
but let me tell you something. I really blame this thing called Luisa's 5-layer dip for Publix.
Really?
That makes me gain weight. It has avocado, it has sour cream, it has black bean, it has
onion, Publix is a supermarket here in Miami, for those that don't know.
Yes, my friends. Yes, thank you. So sorry about that. I forget.
Yeah, and in Northeast, nobody was like that. What the hell did she say? What's a Publix?
Oh, no, it's not. It's like a Pathmark, my friend. Like a Pathmark, C-Town.
A Pathmark is closed.
So what about Wegmans? Is it like a Wegmans? Wegmans is good. Don't you guys have
Wegmans? Where in the world is the Wegmans?
No.
Or like a Rite Aid?
No.
Rite Aid is a pharmacy.
Pharmacy.
Rite Aid is like Walgreens here.
And Walgreens is a pharmacy.
Like a Duane Reade.
You guys have Walgreens over there?
And the Duane Reade is a pharmacy, so you guys are really banging out on supermarkets here. So you guys got one. You got Publix and Aldi's. That's all you got.
Okay, yes, we got Aldi's. That's right. Publix, Aldi's, and the whole thing.
That's relatable to everybody, Aldi's.
Listen, I go to a place called Price Choice that is like a little supermarket for the neighborhood.
Oh,
and it's
no, you don't.
Better than Publix.
No, you don't. Oh, my God. You go to that. She's in the hood right there. You want to
No, honey, let me tell you something.
You find that chicken that has that gray spot at the end with the blood mark.
Let me tell you something. It's like it's becoming like a little Whole Foods, but for low-income people.
Really?
Yeah, it's right off. It's not even in the hood because I wouldn't go to the hood to buy food. I'm sorry.
What's the supermarkets up north?
Like ShopRite.
Oh my God, it's still around? Damn.
Yeah, ShopRite's the only one I think that survived. AMP is closed. All the other ones are closed.
What about C-Town?
C-Town, I got one.
Yeah, only like in Patterson.
There was one that I went to.
It's like the bad section of Hackensack. They got one C-Town. That's about it.
I need to bring my castle over here. That's what I need to do.
That's what they need to do. And they need to stop messing around. Just bring
nobody
it
would eat.
You're only going to take it to Orlando. What is that, man?
Everybody in Miami is eating Whole Food style. So you're going to have to go out like, you know, White Castle and try to get everybody to turn around and eat healthy. Nobody wants to do that.
But that's what I'm saying. That Miami, the price choice where I go to is like Whole Foods, but lower prices. Like you get organic stuff. Everything's organic. I've been eating organic, but I'm still gaining weight. What's wrong with this picture?
I don't know. But that's good for you. You said you needed to gain some weight, so you good.
I know, but tampoco yo no quiero salir a ti. I don't want to come out here like a ball, man. Like, rolling.
And on that topic, what do you think dating is going to be like once the coronavirus is over?
Listen, my dating life is pretty good right now.
Let me tell you something. Right now, I'll be honest with you. I've been checking out apps and stuff just to see what's like out there. And they actually have features that tell you it's because of the coronavirus, we are now offering this new feature of dating from home.
Yes. Hinge is a very good one. That one has me, you know.
Hinge is very good. I'm going to be very, I'm definitely agree with you on that one. Hinge
has me very entertained.
Sucks, man.
I haven't used any of these apps. So you're going to have to explain to me what each one does.
You explain
like
Bumble.
And it's stupid. Right. It's like you gotta make the move and then the guys be like, no, I don't like her. Boom, pala, you know where. Like, they don't respond. But Hinge is more responsive, right, Rocky?
Yeah, like Hinge is more like a profile. You have your pictures and you have, like, set of questions and you have answers to them. And then I guess,
pretty much every dating app out there.
Correct. But, I mean, I've only been on Tinder and I've only been on Hinge. I've never been on Bumbo. I've never been on the other
swiping?
Tinder? No way.
I went on Tinder. That was my first.
She's swiping.
I haven't even looked at that Tinder thing because I know what that was about.
Listen, they're all about all of them. It doesn't matter. Hinge
is
Tinder.
Oh, honey, let me tell you something.
They're all about it.
Has like people that actually want to take you on a date.
Yes,
I know.
And actually
want to talk.
Yes, I get it. Definitely.
Tinder is like boom, boom, boom.
Listen, I don't know. My app shows me food. So I'm sitting there swiping right. I see tostones. I turn around. I swipe left. I turn around. I see some mango. There's some chicken. That's how I select what I'm going to eat for that evening. That's my experience with dating. But I'm serious, though. Like, these people are going to come out. I have a feeling that there's going to be like a baby boom.
Sure. Well, it's either divorce
and divorces.
Or baby boys.
Get ready, man. I told my divorce aunt, I go, Didi, get ready. Because she works in the law field, in the family. Get ready. You're going to be very busy.
I have this vision of, like, once this thing is gone, just people are going to be all up in the streets, just humping everywhere. Just, like, they don't even care that people are watching. They're just like,
but
that's
listen,
it.
In these apps, the guys still want to meet up. I'm like, honey, we're in a coronavirus quarantine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had one like that, like, right before things started getting crazy.
I'm like, I'm not going to see
two lunch dates at the park.
FaceTime. That's
I had two lunch dates at the park, all by takeout. We met at the park. and it was all good. And then we haven't seen each other since, but we talk all the time. But yeah.
Oh, but that's another thing. They you know, they talk to you because I'm sure that they're just talking too because you got nobody else to do.
You need entertainment. Exactly.
Entertainment. So you're going to be talking to thousands of people. By the time you get out of the quarantine, you're going to know all of Miami. Like, oh, I know you. We talk like two.
Hey, and they recycle too. They recycle too.
Here's a question. So they say May 15th is supposed to be like the first deadline for this. So I guess my question would be is May 15th hits and everybody's allowed to technically go out in public. Do you honestly think that your most comfortable date is going to be on May 16th when you sit in a restaurant with somebody else?
Yeah.
Or are you still going to be cringy about that? Like you're still going
to
be like,
I'm ready to go out. I'm ready to sit at the bar, watch some football.
Yeah, that I can definitely do. But I don't know about dating. Like, first of all, I know people that are still going out and hanging out with their friends. Like, if you go to social media, people are still going to people's houses.
South Carolina is already open. My friend is in South Carolina.
And what did she say?
Listen, well, what did he say? He went to go visit his son.
Oh,
he walked in. His phone got messed up for some reason. He was T-Mobile store, right open. He went in with his mask. They all looked at him weird. They're like, sir, could you take off your mask? And he's like, why? She's like, because it's not required. And nobody has a mask on. He's like, well, that's like, you'll get a ticket in Miami.
You.
Yeah, but he's like, in Miami, you'll get like a ticket. And if you can't walk in anywhere. I don't know about in Jersey, but yeah, you have to walk in everywhere now with a mask.
You can't go to any store here in New Jersey, any supermarket, anything that has a requirement of people gathering, you can't go in without a mask. As a matter of fact, it's the first time that you see going into any of these places. If you don't wear a mask, they literally will kick you out of the store because there's an executive order.
What happens if they keep this going?
Not over there.
You have to go to a bar with a mask on. So how are you going to drink? You're going to put a straw into a little hole into your mask?
That's a good idea, though. We can turn around and create, drinking straw masks of some sort. Some masks that have
the air filter. You know the ones that have the air filter?
Yeah, and you have an adjustment.
You put it in the front and then
you buy an add-on. You buy a beer add-on that just turns around and connects to a bottle. That's the way you do it.
Oh, I know. You put it on your head like the hat, and then you just and you drink it with the straws coming down. That'll be back in style.
It's not all bad though. So I mean, if you turn on like any of the media news channels or anything like that, you'll see that the world's ending. But for the most part, like I went walking with my daughter yesterday. And we're sitting there doing that 7-day challenge that I'm doing. And you see a lot of good coming out of this because you had mentioned earlier where it's giving you time to actually think about yourself and be able to kind of hone in to a lot of the things you probably wouldn't have the ability to because you were on the go all the time working.
Absolutely.
7 a.m. to like 9 p.m. at night. And I've seen like a lot of really good things. There's a lot of people who are like uniting together to try to make sure. First of all, let me give a shout out to any of you out there who are first responders, essential personnel. And for those of you guys who don't know what essential personnel, every single time you go to Target or you go to Walmart and there's some dude who's sitting there wiping down the counter because you just touched it, he's allowing you to be able to go in there.
Yeah, the pizza delivery guys.
Thank you guys.
Domino's.
Even the guy who's at the McDonald's gives me the fries that has allowed me to gain another 50 pounds. That guy has helped me. Because he stayed open. He volunteered to stay open and he's risking his life, no matter what you think, to make sure that you get whatever it is that you need during that time. And I think that the good that's come from it is that we've actually been able to acknowledge even the most simplest of jobs that we take for granted, like every day. There were signs all over here in New Jersey in front of yards thanking those essential personnel and those first responders. And I think that that's really cool. Communities are starting to be created. So you see online communities now all of a sudden popping up, people trying to, because they can't meet, face to face. They're now creating like these message boards. I know I have a daughter, she's an actor. And they've created, it's called the Creative Mixer. They have a bunch of like actors who have united and created this room to where they can gather and share information. And be able to, kind of like spread the wealth of knowledge. They now have open calls for a lot of the things that you normally wouldn't see just because that the coronavirus is limiting people to be able to communicate in person. So I think for me, that's like a lot of some of the benefits that you were able to see from something like this taking place. You know, the good that out kind of overshadows or at least we would like to overshadow a lot of the bad that's taking place with it. So, I mean, what do you guys think? Do you guys run into things like that where people in your community?
In my building, like people volunteer to help the old because I have a lot of old people in my building to help them with their mail or to go grocery shopping. Unfortunately, I couldn't do a lot of volunteering because I work from 8 to 5 at home. So they might need help during the day and I couldn't do it. But they had people in our building volunteering to help people that were elderly and they couldn't leave their house or go to the grocery. I have seen a lot of good. And I also feel like this is a test to humanity. And I think this is a good time to start.
Absolutely.
And restart and reset and start changing. This is a time to do it. If you want to change something in your life, if you want to start something new or you want to change who you are, this is the time to do it. Because once you walk out of this quarantine, you're going to start brand new.
Absolutely.
Like a new life.
That just comes, I mean, from what we've all gone through, I'm sure, you know, and things that we've wanted to do and just never had the time to do. Now it's time, like you said, reset, recharge, and just do it.
You know, I know a lot of people are not religious or I don't want to get into religion, but this is a test. A lot of people are failing.
Some of the things that I've seen is that it's probably bringing out the creativity of people where they wouldn't have normally been able to display it.
Yeah, and so you're a survivor or not.
There are people who are starting businesses. There are people who are devoting time to reading more. There are people who are devoting time to like weight loss. So for instance, like Rocky lost 15 pounds, you know, and I think that's kind of like a sign of hope. Hopefully, you know, once we're out of this, we can turn around and continue that
hopefully
process.
Hopefully things will stay the same and not go back to their craziness, because that's the problem, that people do things and they change when they're going through moment, and then they go, oh, well, this is over. Let's go back to the way we were. That shouldn't be that way. It should be like, yo, learn from your mistakes.
Crime is down. Crime is down nationwide. I mean, you know, like we said, pollution also is down. Like, you know, at the same time that we see it as like we're being punished, we're actually, you know, giving a gift to the world, because we were just drowning the world that we live in.
Yeah. So I got one thing that we're going to add to it. So we decided that we're going to try and give back to at least make our own little challenge, since everybody's doing challenges out there. And so this week, we're actually going to have a competition where we're going to invite 30 artists to submit their artwork. And all these artworks are going to be submitted online. We get to post them all so that people can see, and it's going to be a voting contest. So we're going to have a maximum of 30 artists that are going to go ahead and submit their work. So the first 30 that are able to submit it are going to have their artwork get displayed, and they're able to share that with everybody and let them know, hey, you got to vote. It's a voting competition. The one who wins will get a $200 cash. That's going to be our contest prize for that. And we'll have more information on that on the website, either on Monday or by Wednesday, but we're going to have about 4 or 5 days where people can submit. And once that closes, then we'll have 7 days of a voting process. And then whoever wins, you know, it's kind of like a two-way street. We're able to turn around and then acknowledge whoever, you know, gets the voting wins. And at the same time, a lot of artists get to publicize their work online. And that's kind of our way of bringing part of a community together.
Well, when you're ready for poetry, let me know. I got a lot of poetry that I want to put in a contest. Yeah.
Nobody wants to listen to your poetry.
Wah, wah, wah.
What are you talking about? I'm about to copyright them. They're all about to come out a novel and everything, yo.
Oh, wow. There we go.
So, all right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. That is going to be our show. I'd like to thank Maite La Tigera. We'd like to thank Rocky from Miami. Next Friday, we're going to have a live episode called Quarantine Happy Hour. That's going to be on Friday at 7 p.m. And we'll see you again on Sunday at 8 p.m. for the next podcast. Take it easy and be safe.